America has built a dramatic and graceful tribute to her martyred president. In a city filled with monuments, the Lincoln Memorial stirs emotions as few others can. The memorial marks the western end of two reflecting pools and a long grassy mall that bisects the heart of the city. The Lincoln Memorial was dedicated in 1922. Civil War veterans, once young and strong and fearless, now aged and infirm, took their honored places in the audience. President Warren G. Harding addressed the crowd from the memorial steps. Vice President Calvin Coolidge also participated in the ceremony. In its design, the memorial symbolizes the goal of Lincoln's great national struggle. There are 36 Doric columns on the outside, one for each state in the restored Union at the time of Lincoln's death. At dusk, the building's dignified symmetry and glowing interior suggest the man's lean, rugged figure and a heart that embraced all mankind. The memorial draws not only visitors and sightseers, but also those who, singly or in great throngs, see it as a place of inspiration. Inside, Lincoln sits alone, as he too often was in life. Alone, but radiating a stately majesty that few national leaders have ever commanded. Sculptor Daniel Chester French presents a thoughtful, careworn president. The face reflects sorrow at his country's tragedy, yet determination and hope for a brighter future.